What up? You're listening to Hypocritical, a podcast by Hypocritic GG. I'm Lou, some call me CheatSpeak, and on this episode, we are talking about a game that is very near and dear to my heart, Sonic Unleashed, and some really interesting fan activity in a project that has given the game a new lease on life in the form of Unleashed Recompiled. This is a really interesting one. We're going to jump right in with, to start, sort of a refresher on Sonic's rather kind of checkered history, I think, with remakes and remasters for those who maybe aren't as intimately familiar. So it's kind of a tale of two Sonics where this begins. Obviously, there's been a lot of re-releases and remasters of older Sonic games across time. Some have really succeeded in preserving that original experience and translating it onto new platforms, and some really have not. The former, those that have really succeeded, one such, or a couple such examples that come to mind, are the Christian Whitehead-led retro engine-powered remasters or remakes or rebuilds of Sonic CD, Sonic 1, and Sonic 2 that were released on mobile devices, iOS, Android, etc. They were fantastic, even though they were built in an entirely new engine, rebuilt from the ground up, preserving the original experience of those, you know, Genesis and Sega CD classics with new aspect ratios, you know, better performance, all these kinds of upgrades that still had the core of those games completely intact. It was excellent. And for a very long time, those were kind of the de facto best ways to play those games, despite being on mobile devices and maybe not on proper consoles for a while. They were the best versions of CD 1 and 2 that we had for a long time. On the other side of the coin, some of these remaster remake projects really don't work out so well. And in recent memory, this is where, you know, some of that rockiness really comes in the form of things like Sonic Colors Ultimate and Sonic Origins, where these are maybe making more substantial changes, especially in Colors Ultimate's case for whatever reason, and generally just not working out as well. Maybe they're buggy, or maybe they're not as religious about preserving that original experience. Maybe they're introducing mechanics no one asked for. Maybe they're changing presentation elements and making it fundamentally looking and feeling different than the games that they're meant to sort of be bringing to a new audience. So the net of all this and why we sort of give this context is that the best of these remake remaster efforts really preserve that original experience and enhance it in mostly optional or unintrusive ways, you know, an aspect ratio change or a performance boost or something like that. The worst of these make forced changes, seemingly, that detract from or harm the original experience, like we were saying. Glitches, new gameplay features that don't work, visual changes that no one asked for, other presentation modifications. So it's a tricky line to walk where you want to bring what was great about that original release to a different audience, but maybe, especially in a commercial context, people are expecting more. And maybe the game as it existed 5, 10, 20 years ago may not be enough to justify that effort and that release for some reason. And that is often the trouble that obviously companies other than Sega get into, but Sega especially with Sonic seemingly, when you work on these kinds of things. So enter Unleashed Recompiled. So what even is this in the first place? We have to get a little technical to talk about it because of how this was ultimately brought to life. But in this case, what Unleashed Recompiled essentially does is take the Xbox 360 version of Sonic Unleashed and convert that code base, the actual code that the game runs, from one architecture to another via a process called static binary translation. There's no new graphics code written on top of it. There's no, you know, actually going in and nipping and tucking and adding features and fundamentally changing things like with Sonic Colors Ultimate, where there's new graphics libraries and elements and things like that. It's a full-on conversion of the code from one underlying chipset to the other. So in this case, the PowerPC architecture that the 360 was built on top of, Sonic Unleashed moved from that to, I believe, a C++ version that is fundamentally the exact same game and the exact same bits and bytes that run to make the game come to life. It may not look exactly the same, but it runs exactly the same, and that's the difference. What this results in is full native Windows and Linux compatibility for that exact same game code from the 360. It is essentially a native game for those platforms. There's no emulation needed. There's no compatibility layer needed, like something like Proton on the Steam Deck, where Windows games will run on what is fundamentally a Linux computer. Nothing. It is a native game on those platforms. Now, it's not exactly one-to-one. You know, there are a variety of graphical and visual options on offer, like resolution tuning, frame rate selection. You can uncap the frame rate, you know, turn off VSync, go as high as you can practically think of, put in better shadows, different motion blur, things like that, alongside a couple of really interesting quality of life improvements. The one I'm really going to highlight is one that fans of the game or people who have played it will appreciate. When you play as good old Sonic the Werehog, running around, stretchy arms and all that, anytime you get into combat, the same kind of energetic, jazzy music cue plays. You get into combat a lot as the Werehog, sometimes dozens of times throughout a stage, and they are lengthy stages, right? Often 15, 20 minutes apiece. So it gets very repetitive to hear that same music over and over again when the normal background music is so good. What may be the best tweak is here is that you can turn that battle music off so that the regular background music of the stage just plays no matter how many times you get into combat, and it is glorious. On top of that, and what was really surprising to me was that there is a cute and really easy installation process for putting Unleashed Recompiled on your Windows or Linux machine that looks official enough to be from the original game. It's about as straightforward an installation process as you could ask for from something like this, that is as kind of technically complex and unique as we find here. It uses the same sort of menu system and presentation assets as the original game does. And if you plop this down in front of someone who's never or, you know, doesn't have a lot of experience with it, they would never know the difference. It is that official looking. It is that polished. It is that easy. It's great. So the end result that you get from all of this is absolutely wonderful. In all capital letters, shout it from the rooftops. It is a technical work of art, as far as I'm concerned. It is the original game, Sonic Unleashed, as you remember it, know it, and love it, on the Xbox platforms, Xbox 360 and the Xbox One through backward compatibility, warts and all, flawlessly presented. It runs into none of the issues that something like Sonic Colors Ultimate has, because it wasn't rebuilt in that sense. It was converted. It was recompiled. It's literally in the name. And it is pretty striking how revelatory that sort of thing is. And it comes in kind of two different ways to my mind. Number one, on the higher end powerful machine side, if you've got something that can really juice this up with a super high resolution, a ton of anti-aliasing, the game looks incredible. And remember, there's no additional, you know, improvements or modifications on top of this. It does have full mod support, so I'm sure you can throw like texture packs and different characters on it and go nuts. The internet already has. But in its core out-of-the-box form, it's really striking. You put this in even like 1080p, 2K, 4K, turn that, you know, anti-aliasing up, and it looks ridiculously good. And that is a testament, I think, to a couple of things. Number one, how ahead of its time the original Sonic Unleashed game was back in 2008 on the Xbox 360 and the PS3, and how well it holds up, you know, decades later, plural, pretty much. We're coming up on that as we're recording it. It's a stunning release. A lot of the time when you hear people talk about Sonic Unleashed, you'll hear about the art style, you'll hear about the graphics, you'll hear about the presentation, and how often people point to it as, in some ways, a high watermark for the series and that generation in particular. And you really see and appreciate, with this sort of more modern take on it and some of these modern PC accessibilities, how much of an achievement that was back in the day. It really is incredible. Also important to note, and this is, you know, especially for those hardcore fans out there, it is completely accurate to the experience you remember, because it is the experience you remember. Bit for bit, byte for byte, it is Sonic Unleashed. Pound for pound from the 360. That's important, and you often see this with remasters and remakes of less popular games, maybe. You know, Sonic Colors Ultimate gets a re-release because it was really popular and it sold really well, and the mass market latched onto it. Same thing with Sonic Origins. And you see it with, you know, re-releases of popular games from any franchise. They're popular. They're going to make more money because they made a lot of money the first time around. Sonic Unleashed was likely never to get a formalized remaster or port like this from Sega, because it still, you know, fairly or not, has maybe a little bit of a bad connotation with how controversial and divisive, let's say, the Werehog mechanics were, and the time you know, in the franchise's history, when it was released and all these kinds of things, it may not necessarily today have had that mass market appeal that something like Sonic Generations or Sonic Colors does. Fact of life. The fact that it's now getting this kind of second wind is so great because, as is often the case, and this is the point I was getting at, Sonic Unleashed is an important and an emotional game for a lot of Sonic fans, myself included, who really latched onto it and, especially at the time, saw it as this sort of beacon of what could be at a time when the franchise was really at pretty much its lowest point that it's ever been at, even amongst its multiple low points throughout the decades. So having it available in that pure form, just as people remember and just as people loved it, makes all the difference in the world because it doesn't look different than it used to. It doesn't play different than it used to. It is the Sonic Unleashed you remember, and that means a lot to people. Especially considering the context in which you can now do it. You can tweak it a little bit like any other PC game to sort of optimize for your own setup and your own preferences. In my case, it's really interesting because I was testing this on the Steam Deck. It's a native Linux app and game now, right? And it's not just having a modern PC version of Sonic Unleashed that's so cool. In this case, with something like the Steam Deck or the ROG Ally or any other, you know, kind of compatible handheld that we see in the future, it's a portable version. It's a handheld version of Sonic Unleashed. And it is not even just like some watered down, you know, odd version of it. It is just Sonic Unleashed in your hands, walking around with you, which is something I never thought I'd ever see, which, again, is kind of trippy. And it's really interesting to have it feel so natural and again, so accurate to that game that we all remember. It's really amazing. And because of all these tweaks and additions, you know, that we're talking about, it does kind of even go several steps further than the enhanced backward compatibility version that we have on platforms like the Xbox Series consoles today. It's an interesting situation because Unleashed has not been completely marooned for its entire life, at least as far as the 360 is concerned. And that's my experience with it. You know, you do have the backwards compatible version on more modern Xbox consoles with updates like the FPS boost, so you can get a fully, you know, ironed out and fluid 60 FPS version of the game on your Xbox Series X or your Series S or something like that, as long as you have the original release, which I think is great. And I've played it through thoroughly and it works incredibly well. So there are options, which is great. But now having it on PC, that, you know, something that fans have been screaming about for a long time, really changes the game. And it really comes because of, again, the fact that it's all based in these sort of minor tweaks and quality of life improvements where people understand exactly what fans are looking for in this sort of release and in this sort of product availability. Part of the trouble that you get into, I'm going to go back to Colors Ultimate as kind of a bad example of how to do this. You know, that release just did so much to the original Sonic Colors that people weren't asking for. There was an entirely new soundtrack, which is incredibly subjective, don't get me wrong, but in my opinion, a step to several steps backward from the original soundtrack. That was mandatory in some cases, up until maybe they made some tweaks to make the soundtrack toggleable. I'm not sure. I haven't played it in a long time. All these sort of graphical changes, the game's a lot brighter, it's a lot shinier, there's new shaders and lighting systems, and it doesn't look like the original Sonic Colors does, not by a long shot. You see that in the upscaled cutscenes that were just pulled from the original release. And all those additional gameplay features that don't really make it better. The new wisps that go into, you know, previously out-of-bounds areas of the map that feel like it, Rival Rush, feeling like a mobile game tack-on inclusion, Tails saves instead of lives, all of those features that really made the game worse and almost felt like just change for the sake of change. Unleashed Recompiled very intelligently puts those tweaks and additions in your hands. You really have all the customization in the world with those things on how you want it to look, how sharp you want it to look, how many of these changes you want to make, how much of the original experience you want to preserve, much like something like Sonic 3 Air, Angel Island Revisited, if you're familiar with that project that brings so many tweaks and changes to Sonic 3, it's a very similar deal. That's the sort of flexibility and improvement that fans want to see in large part. Now, I'm you know, won't pretend that speaks for everybody, but it's that sort of improvement where it, again, keeps the core of that game intact that people are looking for. And why Unleashed Recompiled is so exciting in part is because it adheres to that mentality, and it's really exciting. Now, as a side note, you might be wondering, why is Sega not coming after this? Why? How have they not just sort of been all over this team by now? And the short answer is that there's kind of this long-held understanding. It's even, you know, I've seen it myself when I worked with Sega on some things from the fan perspective several years ago. There's a sort of general respectful understanding amongst the company and the fan base. If it doesn't cut into a revenue stream of ours and directly deprive us of money, we won't really stop you. Now, this is an interesting situation where, you know, it's making the game available on platforms it was never built for, but also platforms that Sega doesn't have a competing product out on. They never made Sonic Unleashed for PC, and they're probably not going to. Watch, you know, you listen to this later on, and maybe I'm eating my words. Who's to say? But it's always interesting to see Sega's approach to fan projects like this compared to someone like Nintendo's. If you were to try this with Super Mario Sunshine and make it available on your Windows computer or your Linux PC or something else, I think Nintendo would eat you. So you have to consider that. But it's always fun to see, you know, Sega adhering to that sort of mentality on it. And that's often why you see projects like this, where they just sort of let the fan passion and creativity go wild as long as they don't, you know, no one's stepping on each other's toes. What's also cool about this is what an exciting future this presents for the future of things like emulation and game preservation and extending the life of neglected or forgotten titles. The tools used for this project to bring Unleashed off of the 360 onto PCs so immaculately have been open sourced since all of this happened, which opens the door for other, let's say, enterprising individuals to work on similar recompilations for other 360 games. So maybe there are, you know, other ones in that console's library that you love a lot and you would love to see natively running on PC with all these improvements. If you have the wherewithal, that may be something in your purview too. And I have no doubt that over the next, you know, months and years, this sort of approach of game emulation and preservation and updating is going to be leveraged to great effect to revitalize franchises and games and long forgotten entries and series that otherwise would not have gotten this love or had this sort of accessibility, you know, second wins, you know, new leases on life, whatever your cliche is. It's really exciting. So if you want to check this out for yourself, you know, you can go look up Unleashed Recompiled. You do need the original files from Sonic Unleashed, the original disc from the game, the 360 game, the files like that. Please play by the rules here if you're going to go and experiment with this for yourself. But it really is worth checking out. If you have fond memories of Sonic Unleashed like I do, if you're interested in experiencing the game in such a unique context, and you're even just a little bit technically proficient and a little enterprising and you want to set this all up for yourself, it's really not difficult. It's a almost trivial amount of time and setup as long as you have the files available to you. And it's incredibly interesting to sink your teeth into. So I highly recommend if this, you know, scratches any sort of itch with you, give it a try, give it a search, give it a go. It's really, really interesting. And it's so great to finally have Sonic Unleashed available on PC in a fan-driven form that is more or less exactly what, from at least my perspective in being a Sonic fan, what all of us really wanted out of a project like this in the first place. So it's, can't praise it highly enough. Check it out if you're even the least bit interested in it. That brings us to our post-show questions for today. What's your experience with Sonic Unleashed? Did you play it back in the day? Have you tried some of the backwards compatible versions? What do you think about the game? And would you try Unleashed Recompiled for yourself? If you have, what are your thoughts on it? What's your experience been? What's your PC setup? How's it look for you? Let us know in our Discord. Hypocritic.gg is your hub for all things Hypocritic. Check out our live streams, convention coverage, video reviews, industry interviews, and more. And join our Discord community where you can react to topics we discuss here on the podcast and get the inside scoop on what's coming next from us. Thanks so much for listening. Stay fresh, cheese bags. We'll catch you back here real soon.